It is time to go around the world with Arjun Singh. Of course, we go to Jaisalmer, India, once a week, most times. And today, Arjun is not there. I just found out Gurdar is his son.
Oh, he's inheritor.
He's inheritor of the show. And ladies and gentlemen, I do believe he is with us now. Are you there, Gurdar?
Yes, sir.
So where's Pop today? Where's your dad today?
He's busy in a meeting.
Doing what?
The bank people called him that there's a meeting of the clients, and the clients are allowed to ask some questions and like that.
They needed him to speak English?
Yes, something like that, only that the people needed a representative for them to talk in English to the bank people, the main bank, which is there in India, the State Bank of India.
Okay, so he's like kind of like a translator, a live translator,
right,
on the scene. All right, that's good.
All right,
that's good. So now,
he's like, do they pay him for that?
He's also like a customer. He's also like a customer, and like he's like a translator too, and a customer. He can also ask questions as based on a customer.
And then, do they pay him for that?
No, it's like a meeting of the customers and the bank manager and all of them. So it's like we can just call a general meeting between a bank and its customers.
I see. Okay.
We don't do that around here.
So what did you want to talk about?
So what's on you? What's on your agenda here this morning?
This morning we can talk about what is happening in Jaisalmer, and when I went to Ahmedabad, I went to a 4DX theater there, and I saw Avengers Endgame. It was the best experience I ever had.
Well, that's good.
Have you seen the other Avenger movies?
Yes, I had seen all the 21 movies which are launched in India.
Wow, that's good, because I'm with you. I've seen everything except for two of the Thor movies. Now, did you see the latest movie before the Avengers actually came out, which was Captain Marvel. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked that movie, but I was not able to see it properly because it was my exam, so I had to see it in bits, like 2 or 3 minutes. I had to complete the movie, and then I had to study. So it was an exam, and now I'm free because now my summer vacations are on, so I'm free, and I'm watching all those movies which I was not able to watch during my exams and all those things. So now I'm free, and I'm downloading every movie slowly from the internet by buying them, and now I'm seeing each and every movie slowly.
How much do they cost?
How much do the movies cost for your download there?
Actually, I'm taking these movies. Some movies are available on Amazon Prime or YouTube, so I'm taking rent from the YouTube. Like, it cost me $1 or $1.2.
You know what it cost me to get a movie from Amazon?
Doesn't matter.
$15.
And I have another question for you. How much did it cost you to go see the Avengers?
It cost me, I think, $5 for per seat.
And how much for the plane ride?
How much for the?
The plane ride?
The plane ride, yes. It cost me about 1,000 rupees. So we can call it like $70 or near that. Not $70. It's near to $15. It cost me $15 for 700 kilometers of plane ride.
Okay, because what I'm trying to calculate is how much that ticket really cost you.
$15 from the total means the total travel package.
Well, you had a good time. That's all that counts. So I look at it that way. You had a good time. Whatever
I had a good time there, and now you can't believe here the temperature is about 111 degrees Fahrenheit outside.
So you're staying inside today?
Yes, for the whole day I was inside. I wanted to play outside, but we were inside because the temperature is so hot outside. In the morning at 8, it was almost like 90 degrees Fahrenheit. So in the morning also, I just played for 1 hour from 6 to 7, and then I had to come in.
And what's happening with your tennis?
I'm going to tennis in the morning, like 6 to 7 in the morning, and then at evening, 7 to 8.
And where do you go now?
I go to Desert Club. It's nearby, 1 or 2 kilometers from my house.
All right. Now, I saw your dad live at night filming. Was that from the top of your house?
No, that was from the top of the fort of Jaisalmer.
Oh, so that goes, yeah, because he was filming. It looked beautiful at the with all the different colors and lights at night. Is it lit up all night long, the fort?
Yes, the fort. Sorry, sir.
Is it lit up all night long like it was when I saw? It looked.
Yes, it lit up all night like that only. You can just sit on the fort and you can just see that beautiful scene for the whole night if you want.
It is that the colors and everything like that really I think I've seen pictures of the fort in the daytime and it's magnificent, but at night with all the lights on and the streets and the, and stuff like that, it really is quite a sight.
Yes, sir. It's very much beautiful to go there on the fort. We were in a party there. Our relatives are organized, and I also saw that thing for the first time because I went to I went to my relatives' roof, and that was for the first time that I saw my city from that much high.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sight. Now, so now, what grade are you going in into next year at school when school starts up again?
The school starts in the July, the first week of July.
All right, are you in high school yet? Are you close to high school?
I am in 10th
Yep.
standard, so I am in high school only.
All right, and have you really come up with a major of what you want to do if you go to college and then beyond that yet? Do you have anything on your mind?
Yes. I decided everything. I just want to complete my 10th standard, then I want to select the mathematics and science stream. And then after completing my 12, I want to just pass the JEE advanced examination to get admission in the IITs of India.
And what is
What is
that?
that?
It's the Indian Institute of Technology. It's one of the most, you can say, the high level of college or the highest college in India, from where if anybody can get passed from, it's very difficult to get admission first in that college because of every like 10 lakh or 15 lakh students, only 11,000 or 12,000 students are selected. So first, it is very difficult to get admission in that college, and if you are admitted in that college, then it's very good for your future.
All
And
right.
where is it, location?
It's having different institutions in India, like in Hyderabad and in Rajasthan. We are not having any institution. We have
Now,
to go outside, like Delhi and Hyderabad and Mumbai, like those.
all right. Now, and how much does your college education cost? An education like that, or is that given free by the country?
It depends. Like, if you want a scholarship, if you get too much high marks in that, and if you want a scholarship, then it's free for you. But if you just passed in that examination and got admission in that, then you will have to pay for that.
And do you know how much it costs?
I'm not sure about that because on the internet only the examinations and those are things are given about. The cost, I'm not sure about because every year it's just increasing.
All right, well, keep up the good work in education. Keep up the work in tennis. And if you keep on subbing like this for your dad, maybe we'll have to let your dad go and have you do the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a great day.
You think same to you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
That is Around the World with Gurdar Singh, which is Arjun's son. You can find that rebroadcast at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Around the World.